This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Today, friends, because of the importance of that small Middle East country, Israel, we're going to be dealing with it a lot. And we're going to be focusing mainly on where they're at right now as far as nuclear weapons are concerned and everything else. The first one, will the United States remain supportive of Israel? Very good question. Will we remain supportive and help them if they need us? And then Netanyahu, Israel in world war with Islamic extremists. Well, they really feel that they are threatened all the time. And when you have actually terrorists coming in there all the time, trying to upset them, frighten them, well, you know, they know what they're doing, and I believe that God's blessing is upon them. And we all know the Bible teaches there's going to be a battle of Armageddon. Jack, you have taught that because the Bible is very clear on that.
Revelation 16:16, and it's on the way.
Yes, it is. And it's going to be fought right outside of Jerusalem in the Valley of Megiddo, and God is on their side.
Jesus said, when you see the signs in connection with Israel becoming a nation and controlling Jerusalem, that's when I'm coming. That's when it's right at the door. And for years we preached something else. It couldn't happen. Now, why do I say that? Because of Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. And Rexella, God did something in my heart this week. I wanted to find out when Ezekiel wrote that. And it was in 593. What? 2,609 years ago. You talk about this book being accurate. It wasn't because of Ezekiel, but the Spirit of God came on him. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, this book says. And sure enough, in that year, he said, there's going to come a war. It's going to be a world war. In Revelation 16:16, it's called Armageddon. Now, this is what's shocking. This prophet, in 2,609 years ahead of time, listed all the names of the nations in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that are right there for the war now, because Armageddon is about to happen, and when it does, we're raptured, we're gone. He's going to keep us from the hour of testing. What? That's the third chapter of the book of Revelation. Verse 10, and he says, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and guess what? The rapture takes place. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord? Wherefore, frighten one another with these words.
No.
Comfort, amen.
Right.
We're not going to be here. We're not going to be fighting with Islam. We're going to be gone. We let them fight with everyone else. They're doing it now, so why not do it then? ISIS and all the rest of the crowd of murderers. Now, I want to say this. Can you imagine that this man who wrote that book 2,600 years before any of this going to happen? What? Name the very cities that are involved now, and we're going to prove it. And it only means one thing. We're going home soon.
Well, you know, one of the first messages I ever heard Jack speak about was this war that we're going to be talking about in a moment, and who will head it up. Whoa, I'd like for you to take a look at a record that he made. The coming war with Russia, according to the Bible, where, when, why, and boy, that's a nice picture of you there, Jack. Look at this, how about it? Turning away, well, will the U.S. remain supportive of Israel in the absence of a peace process? Well, I don't know. I'm going to go to Jack in just a moment about that one, because the Bible does say that Tarshish, which is England, and all the young lions, the English-speaking people of the world, will stay with Israel. Jack, is that true? Will we remain with Israel?
Well, you said something, Rexel, a very intelligent statement. Tarshish and her young lions, in the Word of God, happens to be the English-speaking people of the world. That's England, Scotland, Ireland, America, Canada. However, since America and Canada is loaded with born-again Christians, and the rapture is about to take place because of this sign, we'll be taken away, and we wouldn't be here to have anything to do with it. So we're watching, because the hour is near when we hear 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 54. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, be dead, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we, the living, shall be changed. All in the twinkling of an eye, 11/100ths of a second, through billions of miles. So we'll wait and see that part, but definitely the rapture is so near, we may not be here for Armageddon. In fact, I know we won't be,
because
this is, I'll keep you from the hour of testing, which comes on the whole world, Revelation 3:10. How can you be kept from it? Come up hither. And we are caught up to be with Jesus. And then 7 years later, we return and stop off at the wonderful cities called the Holy City. Revelation 21 and 22, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles high. Statisticians tell us every human who's ever lived on terra firma can fit into that place at the time. Wow, what a time. Wow. But here is Ezekiel, and what a miracle this is, written in 593. And he was from 20 to 50 years of age when he did this work. Now, what's so shocking about it? He wrote this 2,609 years ago, and he gives the name of every country that is now lining up for the war called Armageddon, Revelation 16:16. And where does he do it? In Ezekiel's chapters 38 and 39. Now, I said the prophecy was meaningless until it was in Israel. Why? Because the invasion is of Israel, and they were not in their homeland for 1,900 years. So listen to this. Let's prove that Israel came back in 1948. In Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 8, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, chapter 39, verses 2, 4, twice and 7, 9, 11, 12, 17, 22, 23, 25, 29, 18 times there's an Israel. And they raised the six-pointed Star of David, and they captured Jerusalem, Joel 3, verse 2, and they're supposed to have it in their possession when Armageddon takes place. This is a miracle, so listen carefully. Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, verse 1 of Ezekiel 38. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against them. Gog is the end time ruler, and it could be Putin of Russia, because the word chief there is translated Russia or Russia in the Word of God today. And not only is it Russia, but they are in charge of Meshech and Tubal. Meshech is Moscow, Tubal is Tobolsk, southwest of Siberia. And then they come down from the east and north. Russia from the north, China from the east, with North Korea and the rest. It's all right there how this man knew what God was telling him to write. And they have all these other places. They're fighting over Syria, Isaiah 17:1. That becomes a heap of rubble. There is Persia in Ezekiel 38:5. That's Iran and Iraq. Changed their name from that to Persia in 1932, or to Iran and Iraq from Persia then. Then we find also Tagarma, that's Turkey. Now when they come from the east and the north, they come across the dry ground where the Euphrates River was. How's that possible? Turkey now has the Alatolia project, which turns off the water with a press of a few buttons, and they can come across on dry land. Every single thing he said, I could go on and give it other names. It's all here, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. And when it happens, we're gone. And now you can understand what Jesus meant when he said, you will know when it's near, even at the door. But there must be an Israel and in charge of Jerusalem. And that's it.
Jack has been talking about Russia so very much. I want to go on here about something that talks about world war. Take a look, please, at this next headline. Russian Prime Minister, foreign offensive in Syria could spark world war. My, Russia to launch large-scale space project with China, of course. They're buddies. China intends to be a superpower. Well, I think they're accomplishing that very quickly. And they're also doing something else. Iran's new best friend, China, stands to gain from the Iranian oil. They really, really want that. And then going on, Netanyahu, Israel in world war with Islamic extremists. Well, he recognizes it. And then another a statement by Netanyahu, we will do what it takes to fight terrorism. Well, I believe that Israel's prepared for anything. And I know that God's on their side. He's not going to let anyone do away with them, is he, Jack?
Oh, I got a wonderful book here in Isaiah 56:5. God speaking says, I'll give Israel an everlasting name. And everlasting is everlasting, forever and forever. Now, even if we come back with the Lord, the rapture takes place, we're in heaven for 7 years, we return with him, we sit in the new Jerusalem, the holy city in Revelation 21 and 22, and we can help Israel from there at that time and win against all of her foes. But we're, as Americans, as Christians, loving Israel, are going to stand behind them. And can you imagine that? It was Ezekiel who said every word that we use today, written 2,609 years ago.
Check how wonderful it is. The Bible doesn't leave us ignorant. It opens the door for us to know exactly what happened, what is happening, and what's going to happen. The thing of it is that God does this so that we will be prepared. You know, friends, oh my, every single week I say it, will you open your heart to the Lord? Will you know who Jesus really is, Son of God, Savior of the world, the one who died for you, the one who can take away your sins? Will you pray this prayer with Jack and ask the Lord to be your Savior, forgive you, and to walk with you every day? Pray with him as he prays this beautiful prayer of acceptance. Jack?
You may ask Dr. Van Impe, what would you do in the light of this message tonight? I would tell you, prepare to meet your God. It's that near, it's that close. Pray it. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Call. Father, thank you for sending Jesus into the world. Thank you for giving your Son on the cross to shed that blood to wash us from every sin. And Jesus, I see who you are now. I want you, come into my heart. Be my Savior this night. In your holy name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Oh, how wonderful to be a member of God's family. You're ready. If the Lord comes, you're ready. How good it is to have your sins forgiven, washed in the blood of Christ. Now, there's my address. Please write and let me know, will you? I will send this little book of First Steps in a New Direction. You know, it's so wonderful to have the Lord walk with us in this troubled world. And you know, I have to say, I don't have a troubled heart because the Lord is there. You don't need to have one either. God bless you. And now, our offer of the week. And I'll tell you, it's so important that you have it. Here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. Oh, my friend, to order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Vanappy Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now, once again, here's Rexella.
I want to leave you with this thought. No one is poor when they have a godly mother. How wonderful that is, and how true that is. And I trust that you'll take time to give her a call and let her know how much you love her. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we, so very much.